Look at today's message. Can you say that with me? I believe in, one more time, we got to get, come on. I believe in miracles. We're talking about miracles. And guys, we're not talking about kooky. Get the message from the first hour this morning on the miracles of Jesus, and you'll see how Jesus did miracles. And by the way, if miracles are going to happen, it's still going to be Him doing them. Did you know that? Say. So if He did them this way, there's a pretty good chance that what you're seeing today, when they ain't His way, they probably ain't His miracles. Did you hear me? Okay? So we talked about it in depth today. I believe in miracles. There's no doubt about it. And let's go with the message. Roger, I'm going to ask you to push me, buddy, if you don't mind. Here we go. So the first message was on the miracles of Jesus. That was in the first hour. This message also on miracles. Say that with me. The miracles of fellowship, or the miracles at fellowship. Okay, what's happened right here? Okay? How many would say in your life, just keep it real personal this morning, in your life you know you're a miracle. Can I see your hand if you say that? You just know you are. I mean, because there's something in your life, something you've gone through, you're a walking miracle. You ever said that before? I'm a walking what? Miracle. Amen. Okay, so the miracles right here at Fellowship, and this is just from three people that have been with me since the get-go. And they show up every day, every week. I never have to wonder where they are. Did you know that? Say. They don't have to wonder if Clark's going to show up, and I don't have to wonder if they're going to show up. Can you imagine how this would work if I come on Sunday and Raj ain't there? Uh-oh. You could try to get out of here. We'd beat you to death before you get up to the steps. Happy trails, brother. Amen. We're not letting that guy go, are we? We'd choke him. We don't mind talking ugly to you. Yeah, come on. Praise the Lord. We've said that in love, brother. Amen. Come on. But anyway, so I think there are good ones to talk this morning a little bit. So we got some stuff on the screen. Let's get going with the message, the miracles at fellowship. Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and the great commandment. Now the second is like unto it, Jesus said. Thou shalt what? Love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments, loving God and loving people, on these two commandments, loving God and loving people, hang all the what? The law of the prophets. On these two commandments, loving Jesus and loving people, hang it all on that, Jesus said. Amen? So what's the mission of Fellowship Church? The mission of Fellowship Church, it's a very simple statement. We love and we love. Say that with me again. We love and we love. I didn't say we love church programs. I didn't say we love the way we did it in North Carolina. That's where I'm from. Or the way we did it in Ohio, wherever you're from. We love Jesus and we love who? Say it with me again. We love, and who said that? Did Jesus say that? We love Jesus, we love people. We're talking about miracles today. Miracles happen around loving Jesus and loving people. Miracles happen around loving Jesus and loving people. You want miracles to happen? Love Jesus Christ and love people, and you'll see miracles happen. I believe that in my life. Do that in your family. You want some miracles to happen in your family? Love Jesus. Love them young'uns. Did you hear me, Dad? Say. Say. My marriage is a mess. Love your wife. Love your children. And see something crazy happen. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Stop catting around, fooling around, acting like a nut. Did you hear me? Stop blaming. Come on, guys. Love Jesus. Love who? Love. You don't grow a church? Love Jesus and love people. Did you hear me this morning? I know I'm loud. Y'all all right? Come on, here we go. There they are, Dina, Roger, and Alex. I love these guys. Can we thank the Lord for them? Come on, I just want to thank the Lord for them. Praise the Lord. There they are. Miracle observations from Alex, Dina, and Roger. Alex, are you here? You're here inside today. Look at you. Well, you wrote this. If anything's up here, it's your fault. Here we go. Let's go. See what Alex said. Now, keep in mind, I didn't have them write tons. I mean, guys, we only got so much time here. Here we go. Miracles is seen by Alex Christie, who, by the way, 12 years ago this month, was one of the ones that met in my home before there was a fellowship church. We didn't have church in my home. We met in the home to plan. So fellowship, say 11-11. Fellowship Church is 11 years and 11 months old. We'll be 12 years old in November, first Sunday in November. But we actually started in the home with the planning 12 years ago today. Crazy. And so here's some observations. Miracles is seen by Alex. Here's what he says. Volunteer workers. These are all miracles according to Alex. We have an incredibly faithful, hard-working staff of volunteers. How many would agree with that? Praise God. Come on, come on, come on. Praise the Lord. Come on. Faithful people not giving up. Alex thinks that's a miracle. Faithful people not giving up. Most of the people who started with us are what? And were with us until they died to go home to be with Jesus. Did you know we've got as many as in that room back in October in my home? I bet you half of in that room are with Jesus today. And now they're in the great cloud of witnesses saying, Gary Clark and team, if you quit down there, we're going to knock you out. We're cheering you on, baby. Amen. Come on. Miracle. Doing it for the Lord and not doing it for the Lord and not ourselves. This is Alex. All we do is for the glory of God. We're not working so hard for our own legacy. But for who? The Lord's. It's a miracle. Incredible gifts from givers. We don't sell anything. Anything is back there, we lose money on because we give it away, so much of it. We don't sell anything. People give because they follow the Lord's leading and believe in what is happening at Fellowship. Alex thinks that's a miracle because he takes care of the finances, has for many, many years. He thinks it's a miracle. The lost getting saved. In the first service, we had several this morning. Something a lot of you don't get to see. Not a Sunday goes by without the message of hope and salvation being preached. And because of that, many have come to be saved. Can we praise the Lord for that? We've got to definitely stop right there. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Almost 12 years at Lemon Bay. Come on. We have met for almost 12 years in a public high school. Enough said. Can we make some noise? Come on for the Lord today. Our relationship with the Lemon Bay High School staff and coaches, Alex thinks, is a miracle. We've maintained and grown our relationship with the people who work at Lemon Bay High School. And Gary's ministry as a life coach has influenced many of our future leaders for the better. He's put himself in the position for them to reach out to him when they're in need. And that's a miracle to be working with a high school staff. I believe it. Praise the Lord. Great, and a lot of things that you don't know is the relationships that Alex has with the people here at high school. It's not me that calls the people. It's not me that when we need a building. It's not me when the construction's going on. It's not me when the parking lot's shot. It's not me doing all that. It's Alex talking to people. Aren't you glad we got somebody that is kind and knows how to talk to people and it ain't me talking to them? Aren't you glad? Yeah, we all have different gifts, baby. Amen. This is Alex talking. Have I got it right so far, Alex? Okay, buddy. Great relationship with other churches and ministries within our community. Alex thinks the fact that we have good relationships with the other churches is a miracle. We're respected, and you might not know this, we're respected and looked to for advice by other churches and ministries in the area. We're also known to be a reliable source of support to many other ministries. And Alex knows that. He's the one who schedules the appointment for them to see us. He's the one who sends out the checks to help the other folk. Amen. Or carries the helping hands stuff over to helping hands. Alex talking. He thinks this is a miracle. Same staff from day one. It's hard to find a group of people more dedicated to the Lord and each other in a business scenario that has faced some of the most difficult crisis a church can face. Alex says. Just a miracle that we have the same staff. Can we thank the Lord for that again? I think it's a great thing. Amen. You ever thought about Northerners coming back here? How many snowbirds in your back for the first time today? Can I see your hand? You're back for the first time. Isn't it nice? And I've known many of you for many years. Dennis, isn't it nice when you roll back into town knowing that Clark's here, still here, and that Raj is here, and Alex is here, and Dina's here, and the church is still here? Isn't that a blessing? We don't realize that it's nice for northern folk that are gone 6 months or 8 months out of the year. When they come back for a brief period of time, it's good for all of us, but staying consistent, staying steady is a good thing. You think that's a good thing? Say. It's a real good thing. Consistency. I love having this staff. I love this staff. We call them staff, but they're family to me. Alex speaking, we survived a crisis that would sink most other ministries. And if you've been here, you know. Without me getting into it, basically me and the young'uns were left. My kids, me and my kids were just walked away from. That's hard, very hard. But you know what? Thank God for you guys. Thank God for the staff. The people and the staff stuck together through some very hard times. Alex thinks that's a miracle. Let's praise the Lord, because I think that's a miracle too. That's a miracle, baby. Amen. How many of you could say in your own life, through some of your own personal life struggles, especially within family, that you're a miracle today, that you're still in church and you're serving God? Amen. Isn't that a beautiful thing? Yeah, come on. And a lot of you clap and I meet with you and I know, man, come on. Alex is funny. I didn't write this. Maintaining friendships with many who have what? Alex thinks that's a miracle. That's funny. When we read this, we laughed. We love others, even the ones that are what? Hard to love. Just because somebody starts with us and doesn't finish with us, doesn't mean we have the right to not love those people. That's insane. Why would we do that? Why would we have that on our mind? That's crazy. Fill your mind with good things. Things that are pure, things that are virtuous, things that are of good report. The Bible says think on these kind of things. Amen? Love. Why not? Why not free yourself up? Amen? I walked into a restaurant the other day. There's a couple of fellows. I think there's three at the table. All three of them used to come here. This is my town. I've been here a long time. So I walked over to the table. I was a little bit ugly. I didn't mean to be. I'm just being Gary. And I walked up to the table and I said, you know where I can't go anywhere in this town without seeing people that used to come to fellowship. How y'all doing? Don't choke on that right there. No, I was nice. I was nice. I did say that, though. And they went like, when you gonna get that building done? I went like, really soon. It's looking really good. You ought to drive by. Amen. No, anyway, I'm just kidding. Alex says, a miracle. We paid every bill on what? Can we say that again? We paid every bill on what? Can we praise the Lord for that? Amen. Darling, how you doing? I love you and I'm glad you're here. Praise God. Good to see you. Never once has a bill gone unpaid and always paid on time. Now, how in the world can you do that when you start with nothing? I call it a miracle. Amen. Praise God. God's faithful, man. Members become friends, then family. Alex speaking. If you put in some time and a little effort to make some friends, your family will grow. Like Elise once told me, we do get to pick our family, and we have picked fellowship. Amen. Praise the Lord. Come on. Yeah. It's a choice you have to come here. It's also an honor, I believe. And I don't say it because you get to come hear me preach. I say it because you get to be with some incredible people. And honestly, guys, if we're going to build a work that's going to love Jesus and love people, if you're not happy here, I'd ask you to get happy or find another place where you can be happy. I know that sounds a little hard. I'm not trying to be hard. But why aren't you happy? Say. Amen? Yes or no? Trust the Lord, man. God's got something planned great for us, and we've been working, and we've been working, and we've been working. You don't see the things that Alex has written up here without God being with us. Amen? God's faithful. The property price. We were blessed with an incredible price on the land we're building on. We were willing to pay much more than we did. You can get the video about some of the stories of fellowship, but I went to the meeting, basically. The price of the property was 1.2. The guy had cut it to 600 grand. Before we ever got there, we knew that had happened. And I asked the guy, the real estate guy, for a meeting. Can we have a meeting? The Lord woke me up one night and said, we have not because we ask not. Just a prayer, just a scripture from James. Not about me. We had $25,000. Say $25,000. $25,000. We had $25,000 that we had saved. We're a new, a younger church. We're just trying. And I meet with a fellow. I tell him my testimony. He starts crying. And I'm thinking, going in the meeting, the Lord didn't wake me up for no good reason. Something's going to happen. 25 grand might turn into 50 grand off or something. You never know. And so he starts crying. He looks back. He goes over and shuts the door. He looks at me and John Brandenburger and says, how does $200,000 sound? So it dropped from $600,000 to $200,000. Can we praise the Lord for that? That's a huge. During the economy when everybody was selling everything so high. That's the other thing. When property was going for so high. How many paid a lot for a house? Can I see your hands? You bought one when it was high. You remember when it was high? Yeah. That's when we got the land. Aren't you glad when it was high we got it low? That's a miracle right there. Who does that? God does. There was a road in the middle of the property. Charlotte County actually gave the road to us, which was land, instead of taking. Have you ever heard of county giving instead of taking? That's called a miracle. We were gifted over 2 acres of land. By the way, they fought us and didn't want to give it to us. The county commissioner said they shouldn't give it to us. No one voted with her. Not one single person voted. I was on the front row. Not one single person voted with her. Not one. She looked like a crazy person. And another person, county commissioner, said, I think they should get the land. Bang, they all voted for it except her. Motion carried. Praise God. Amen. Gifted over 2 acres of land that runs straight through our property, so we're able to develop it as we what? As we please. Praise God. All this took time, by the way, and money. That didn't just happen. That was about $25,000 to DMK just to go fight. The additional land on Rotunda West Boulevard was for a long time priced out of our price range. It was $750,000. And then scheduled to be cleared and developed into condos. The economy hit, somebody helping us here, things kept happening. Went to getting that for $127,500. That extra acreage so condos can't be right on top of us over on that side. Alex says that's a miracle. Sidewalk. You might not think this is a miracle. Current and future. Alex thinks that pretty sidewalk they put out in front of Fellowship Church in that park and all that stuff down there, he thinks that's a miracle. They put it right in front of us. Isn't that sweet of them? Made it look pretty. But not just that. They were going to make us put in a sidewalk around our property that led to nowhere. So we fought them on it. Cost more money. We fought them on it. Said, why are you making us put a sidewalk in? It didn't even go anywhere because that wasn't built yet. So now they're doing it for us. And by the way, they're going to start on it in December. Brand new sidewalk coming right by Fellowship Church. And we're not having to pay for it. Can we praise the Lord for that? Come on. Are y'all getting wore out on this? You come to church today, I know this is longer than I should. Deeper lakes, we needed more fill, so we got deeper lakes. Alex sees that a miracle because now it retains a great water line, even though we go through some drought-like times. So we'll be able to take care of, you know, the lakes will look good out there instead of look horrible. Landscaping, all the trees, all the plants, everything you see was donated. That's a lot, man. We would have had to pay for it and maintain it, so now we're just having to do what? Alex sees this as a miracle. Amen. Exterior painting. We only paid for the supplies, not the labor of the whole outside of that building by a professional painter. A builder that understood our cause and our mission. Zirkelbach has been willing to work with us on a debt-free project for many years. Not many builders would do that. I had a builder, very successful, from Pennsylvania here not long ago. He said he would have never done that. And he's a child of God. He would have never done it. But it's happening. So the miracles of fellowship. Can we thank the Lord for that? Come on, I know. Come on. Praise the Lord. I had a reporter come see me this week and ask me about my involvement with the high school and the football. And we kept it real low-key as much as we could. And I told him, I said, I'm not really a coach or anything. I'm a cheerleader. I'm a cheerleader for those boys, for those young men, and for those coaches. And so I sort of feel like that's what I'm doing today. I'm just the cheerleader up here today. Amen? Leading us in the cheer. Dina. Miracles as seen by Dina Bears. How we started Fellowship Church, she says, is a miracle. She worked with me many years before. This ministry was birthed from pain and rejection. It's hard to do something when you're hurting and when you've been rejected. How's that feel? Let's go, ding! God gave us strength. Started with a core launch team of people in the pastor's home, and many of them are still with us today. Just Dina writing. Started with a small staff, and we still have the same what? And lots of volunteers that make it possible, guys. Our first office, she says, she remembers being there. It was a little old hole in the wall. Not the meeting place. No, it was before that. Many people could stop by and get info about us if we became more visible in our community. The office was a shotgun office. To come out of my office, you had to go outside to walk into another one. And there were little rooms. You know what I mean? It was fine. I was happy there. How involved we were and still are in our community via supporting our kids through sports, Bible clubs, major support of our local food bank, helping the needy, the homeless, etc. You know, different things that we're able to do through Fellowship Church. She considers that a miracle. How we're able to meet in our local high school. And we're going to be celebrating 12 years as a church, 12 years at Lemon Bay High School. Can we thank him again for that? Come on. Yes, sir. Y'all getting tired on me. Y'all about to quit. How people came to fellowship. How'd they come? By signs. We didn't have a place. We disappeared on Sunday. Where you at? Signs, bumper stickers, and through what? Word of mouth, baby. Come on, Dina says, that's a miracle. She also writes the trial of pastor's personal life and how God has blessed us all. And he's used that to grow our church by being real people, preaching real, reaching real regular folk, and loving what? Real. Amen? Pain happens. We don't like hurt and struggle. And it's easy to criticize somebody when they've been hurt. You know, isn't that funny? But the thing is, you stay with it. No matter if you've been hurt. Listen, you stay with it. You be real. God's going to be your advocate. Amen? He's going to take care of you. Praise God. That's a miracle. The miracle of getting to see people's lives change and see how they want to get involved, how they want to get the word out to their friends and their neighbors about Fellowship Church. Praise God. Many people have gotten saved over the 12 years. Can we thank the Lord again for that? Come on. Well, I'm not going to let that go by. Ain't happening. Come on. Fellowship Church, Dina writing, Fellowship Church is my life, my passion, and my love. It means the world to me. When I left to go up north to help her parents close down their business, she was gone for a few years. I feel that spiritually I grew stagnant. Because I couldn't find any other church like Fellowship. Both Chuck and I couldn't wait to move back full time so that we could be back at Fellowship serving the Lord with such an awesome group of people. Can we thank the Lord for that? Thank you. That's awesome. Thank you so much. Remember now, she wrote this. I didn't have a thing to do with it. And last but not least, the biggest miracle of Fellowship is having Gary as our pastor, shepherd, leader, and a friend who is real. Thank you, darling. I appreciate that. You're a blessing. All right. How many are so tired now? Won't miracles wear you out? Well, you ain't got to the granddaddy of them all yet, Roger. Roger's a writer. This could be a book. I looked at it. I thought, man, this is a book. I didn't change a thing. 10 Miracles. Fellowship Miracles by Roger J. Here we go. Ready? And they didn't know. They thought I might scale down to different things they said, but I changed my mind. I thought, no, I'm going to leave it just like y'all put it. Fellowship changes lives. All Roger Johnson talking. Whether it's turning from a life of sin or just a life away from the Lord, Fellowship Church has been a light on a hill for many people. There are so many stories of recovery and redemption within our doors. My personal story, Roger speaking of his own life, as well as my family's story, are just a few for his glory. Can we thank the Lord? Come on. Good word, brother. People without families gain a family. The big thing about fellowship is that we truly care for one another. From the hug you get at the front door to the love you get from the staff and congregation, we are a family and not the bickering kind, the loving kind. And we even eat together happily. How's that happen? I told you this is Roger talking. This is funny. Keep going. People find a place of hope. There have been so many people that have been searching for some place that will accept them as they are. Without worrying about being judged on their past lives or even their current circumstances. And it's not about what they wear. It's about that they are there. You're a poet, brother. Our mission statement, love Jesus, love people, drives our engines and causes miracles in people's lives. Can we praise the Lord? There we go. Come on. That's good. I believe in miracles. I'm just listening to them, man. This is good. By the way, I'm reading this in my office. Quiet and just tears running down my face. Because behind what they say, I have real stories of you guys and of my own life. People are given a chance to be a part of something big. We often hear, I just wanted some place where I could plug in and be something for someone. Well, this has been the place for people to do just that. Come here and you can be a part of a wonderful volunteer staff. To some people, this is a miracle, just being accepted. I'm going to plug in one story real fast. Larry Simpson. How many have ever ate something Larry cooked? Well, if you listen to Karen talk, he never really was able to get involved up north. I know we don't want to get going on that. But he had a hard time being accepted. Let's make a big loud noise and thank God for Larry Simpson that he's accepted. He's behind the curtain. Don't try to get me. You'll find out he's here. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's what Roger's trying to say, because Larry is Roger's uncle. That's what he means. He's feeling that. And he also grew up as a pastor's kid. Roger did. So these are coming from his heart. Our origins are of providence. A faithful few came together to encourage Pastor Gary to begin this ministry and gave him the support needed to accomplish something that was not yet seen. We didn't know. We didn't have a clue what we were even doing. But just the timing, how our staff came together, from Gary's idea of a new beginning to Roger starting a new life at just the right time. He just moved here, didn't want to even go to church. To Dina realizing she needed to come and be a part. To Alex being there exactly when he was needed. God ordained this ministry at its what? Praise God. I'm going to give you one other story. I wasn't going to do this. Dina's going back north to take care of her family's business. To lose Dina, been with me for years, that's a big loss. The confidence that you put in somebody. I'm in Dallas, Texas. I had a friend of mine, Lawrence Swicegood. He's blessed to have helped start VeggieTales, if you've heard of all that. I'm in his home, laying in bed, worried. I go to sleep. I wake up. Alex Christie could do Dina's job that she used to do. Because you had a part in leading him to Christ. He and Donna, and you loved them. And so I came back and talked to Alex. And Alex was able to step in, and she was able to teach him. And what a blessing that is. Can we praise the Lord? Amen. Come on. Not because of me. I just agreed when I heard it. Alex Christie. I like that. Amen. Finances in God's time. The story of the property, how we acquired it for pennies on the dollar. The story of how $6 million plus probably over the years has been raised. Debt-free in the hardest economy since the Great Depression. That's what they tell you on the news. How waiting on the Lord has caused the property to look incredibly amazing instead of barely maintained. How waiting has brought people like the floor artist, who we haven't even seen what he's going to do yet, but you're going to see it, into our lives. Whereas we might not have had such a beautiful future. How all of this timing has given us a chance to just sit back and enjoy what the Lord has done and how miraculous he's used it to be a witnessing tool within our local community. Can we thank the Lord for that? Amen. It is a witnessing tool. Praise the Lord. Cheerful, this is funny. Give cheerfully or keep it. Let's do a quick test. How many of you never heard that at another church you've ever been to in your life? Can I see your hands? Because they used to say that at your church, Pete. Give cheerfully, just hang on to it. And that was a Methodist church? Never heard of that. Do what? Come on, let's clap for the offering. Look at that. Praise God. Amen. Come on. Listen, what business model would ever use that ideology? This is Roger. Come to our store. Buy this knickknack or don't. We don't care. Need your money anyway. I don't say that. It's just not something you think as an organization needing funds would say. Can you imagine PBS having a telethon and saying, we could really use your donations, but if you're grumpy, we don't care. If you call our support or whatever, bah. Nope, but God has blessed us because cheerful giving is what he what? Isn't that a good word? Roger, you're pretty good, brothers. Yeah, come on, they won't praise the Lord. Come on, we got to let it happen, baby. Come on. If we've ever truly needed anything, it's been provided. Not once have we ever truly needed something, computers, cameras, etc., and have to be able to purchase it. Cameras break, we get a new one. Computers dies, we get a new one. Projector bulb pops, we get a new one. Not all churches or small businesses can say that ever. Okay? We don't take that for granted. If the community needs something, we help provide it. Our home mission, per se, really, truly help people. Inglewood Helping Hands has a confident expectation that Fellowship Church will help feed this community. They have zero doubts. Loving Hands Ministry knows that Fellowship Church is there for them and will help them when they need it, even if they need a new director out of our own church body. We didn't know that where the new director was coming from our church right here, but Joe, that's now at Loving Hands, used to sit up there and himself do drugs, and now he's the leader. Is that a miracle? Come on, praise the Lord. That is a miracle. How's that happen? Drug people leading other drug people, that's craziness, ain't it? No, not if they're truly saved and got their feet on the rock. Jordan Prison Ministry has zero doubt that we'll help them financially or with cookies for C-Day. These organizations have faith in Fellowship Church through Christ Jesus. It's a miracle that we can give back so much when we're still trying to raise our own funds. This is Roger speaking. I agree. Are we done, buddy? You're killing. I told you it could be a book. God's hand on a sinking ship that had zero chance of sinking. What does that mean? We didn't know it at the time, but January of 2011, that's when I was hurt, when I suffered. We didn't know it at the time, but January 2011 wasn't the rip in the hull of our ship that Satan wanted it to be. What it actually was is a perfect example of the miracle of God's hand on this church body we call Fellowship. The refiner's fire has hardened, strengthened, and shaped our resolve and our faith in His divine providence. He knew the future. He knew the path. He knew our intestinal fortitude. His incredible hand was always holding us afloat. Sure, when some people think their boat is sinking, many will jump ship. But the captain, the officers, the crew are holding course on the Fellowship cruise line. And within the next 6 months, we all will all be saying, "Land ho." What is funny? He's funny right there. This ship has never had a chance of sinking because our Lord is the builder. Our Lord is the wind in our sails. Our Lord controls the seas. He is in control. That's the end of Alex, Dina, and Roger's talk. Can we praise the Lord? Come on. Yay! Are y'all all right with this, or is this a little kooky today? I believe in miracles, and I could talk about kooky stuff. What you saw was real people who've been here the whole time. And that's just things they've seen here, and that's me telling them, "Would you do it pretty quick and get on my desk?" Isn't that crazy? Without doing it this morning, how many could say, "I could add to that list, Pastor, things at Fellowship Church that I've seen"? How many would raise your hands? Amen? Praise God. I thought that you would. I thought that you would, buddy. Praise God. Now, the last part of the message, we're two-thirds of the way done. Breathe. Here we go. "For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. Even as the Son of Man, Jesus came not to be ministered to, but to minister and to give His life a" what? "Ransom for many. And as they departed from Jericho, a great multitude followed Jesus. And behold, two blind men sitting by the wayside, when they heard that Jesus passed by, they cried out, saying, 'Have mercy on us, O Lord, thou Son of David.'" Blind men, two of them. "And the multitude did" what? "Rebuked them." "Hush, blind boys!" "Because they should hold their peace. But they cried out the more." I like it when blind boys are crying out and don't listen to the multitude. Amen? "Saying, 'Have mercy on us, O Lord, thou Son of David.' And Jesus stood still, and He called them and said, 'What will that I should do unto you?' They said unto Him, 'Lord, that our eyes may be opened.'" We're talking about miracles today. So Jesus had what? What's another word for compassion? Love. So Jesus had what? Compassion on them. And He touched their eyes, and immediately their eyes received sight, and they did what? We're talking about miracles for just a little bit today. The main thing was the what you heard from these guys. But I want to talk just a little bit about Jesus' miracles. Different than the first message, totally. Jesus' miracles were all about who? Guys, since when did we go from miracles being about people to miracles being about me getting a brand new yacht or a brand new house or a brand new that? Since when did we change, say? Since when did miracles go stop being about people and getting rich or getting a big TV ministry? And when did we change? Are you hearing me today? Yes or no? Jesus' miracles were always about people. He always cared about people. You check them out. I've looked pretty good, but I'd be willing to meet with you if you want to. But the miracles of Jesus were about people. Why does a miracle even matter if it doesn't help people? That's my writing. Why does a miracle even matter if it doesn't help somebody? Well, I went to Tampa and I saw the Mother Mary on the side of the big Tampa building. Well, good for you. Are you hearing me? I don't mean to be ugly. Well, I was flopping like a chicken somewhere. What good did that help somebody? Did you hear me? Yes or no? Have I lost you and made you mad? What good are miracles if they don't help people? Say, are y'all with me or did I lose you? I want you to think about it. Oh, I believe in miracles. But I believe God does miracles to help people. He gave His own Son for us. Are you kidding me? But His miracles He does for all kinds of other reasons. I think He just loves us to death. Loves us to pieces. Amen? The greatest miracles are about who? Would you say that with me? The greatest miracles are about... Boy, I really need you plugged in. I'm not feeling that. Can we say that again? The greatest miracles are about people. People. I'm not going to keep doing what I do if it's about programs. People matter more to me than programs. Did you hear me say? I was this week in McDonald's, not bragging. I'm just telling you life. This is life. I'm in McDonald's. That's where I go. Some of you might not think I should go to McDonald's. I don't care. I'm going. I have a ministry at McDonald's. I got a ministry all over. Because life is full of opportunities. I'm sitting there eating my sausage biscuit. I happen to be by myself. Usually I am. But I ain't long. Somebody's usually talking to me. And a fella, he stopped by my table. I'd seen him there a couple of times. He's only been about twice. He stops by my table. He said, are you the pastor at Fellowship? I said, I am. I'm Pastor Gary. How you doing, man? Good to see you. And he starts telling me about his life. Without getting into details, he sat down for 20 minutes. A former pastor. Hurting. Out of the ministry. I sat there and talked with him. I invited him to Fellowship. And by the way, he came this morning for service. But that's okay. Here's what I told him. But you don't have to come. I said, because this is my town. And for the last 20 minutes, I've been your pastor. People are the most important thing. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Not what we do here, not what we do here. No, but people out there when you leave here, man, that's miracles, man. They're out there. They're out there. Amen. Had a chance to love on him today and pray with him. Jesus and miracles. There's variety and diversity in the miracles that Jesus performed, but they were all about people. I'm not going to get into this, but he's just going to pop it up for you. Physical healing miracles Jesus performed. Seems like the church today is enamored with that one. Physical healing, physical healing, physical healing, physical healing, physical healing. Jesus wasn't. I mean, he did it. He loved to do it. But that wasn't just his only gig. Look at this one. Spiritual healing. He loved to heal people full of the devil. He loved that. There's somebody full of the devil. Great! But so often as church folk, we'll ostracize somebody like that. Jesus didn't. He went to them. And they were dangerous, cutting themselves. Who knows what that means? In chains. That's what the Bible says. Spiritual healing. People messed up. How about this healing? Emotional healing miracles. People with how many would say you've been healed emotionally in your life? I've felt emotional healing in my life. Is that a big deal? Say. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Some of us, our emotional healing was more important than anything. That was more important than anything. Come on. How many of you are so emotionally messed up you didn't even care? You'd have slept in a tent. Can I see your hand? You'd have walked. You didn't care, did you? But you got that emotional healing. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And we could go over those, but we're not. Material miracles. That's the other thing. It seems we're enamored with Jesus and, you know, getting rich and the money and this and that. Send me this much money on TV, $1,000. I'll send you a handkerchief. You'll get your miracle. Is that biblical? Yes or no? It's not biblical. Say that with me. It is not biblical. I don't care what you believe. You are wrong. It is not biblical. He is wrong. She, whoever she is. Is Jesus concerned in material things? Sure he is, to a certain extent. Look at that. Paying some bills, feeding some folk, things like that. You getting it? Yes or no? Natural phenomenon miracles. That's what I want to tell all these TV preachers. It's going to be on radio and I'm going to be night light again. But guys, if I could heal you, I would. And here's what else I would do. I told the first audience this morning. If Gary Clark could heal you, like people claim they can do, excuse me, I would never sleep. I know me. I know I would never sleep. Not because I couldn't sleep. I would never want to waste a dime's bit of my time if I could go help a little blind boy see somebody with cancer. And by the way, I wouldn't let it stop after church got over. I'd be down at Inglewood Hospital going from room to room. Oh, boy, this is great. Do you listening to me or not? I believe in miracles, but I don't believe in a lot of the crazy mess that's going on. And also, put that last screen back up if you don't mind. I'd like them to come down to Inglewood Beach with me and just let me watch them walk out there on the water. Those that say they can do this and that. Do you hear me, yes or no? Not trying to fuss with folks today. I'm just trying to say, guys, I believe in miracles, but I believe miracles are about people. I believe they change the lives of people. And I think somewhere we got off track along the way. So they're not just physical. They're not just spiritual. That's very important. They're not just emotional, material, natural. But wait a minute. They're all this and even what? More miracles, miracles, miracles. Yes, they do. But they're all about who? Now, this is me talking. Guys, you don't have to agree with me. You can think miracles are about something else. I think miracles are about people. I think the greatest stories I've ever heard, miracle stories, are stories about people. I love a family that's broken, that God works in that family, and they're together. Oh, I love that. Amen? Or a drunk mama like mine. Sitting there drunk watching Billy Graham goes to church. Are you kidding me? 3 weeks later, saved, pours it down the drain, becomes a saint for God. That's a miracle. Amen. I love that stuff. When Jesus did miracles, say that with me. Know what? Know what? Know what? And guys, we didn't do the things with Alex Rajendina today for show. That was all those things were reality. We didn't make any of that up. They wrote it. No show. Jesus never did miracles to sensationalize or gain a reputation for who? He never did that. The Bible said he made himself of no reputation. He took upon him the form of a servant. He was made in the likeness of men. Hebrews. We see Jesus who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of what? Crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste what? Death for every one of us. Since when do we use miracles to sensationalize our churches? Sensationalize our TV shows? Are y'all listening or not? I want you to be strong. Be real. Help us be real. So he did no show. What he didn't do it for show, but he also didn't for no what? No dough. No show, no dough. Jesus' miracles never required people to do something for him. You send me this and I'll give you this. Did Jesus do that? Do we see it happen all the time on TV? Jesus' miracles never required people to do something for him. Rather, he did what? Wow, he did it for people. Praise God. Amen. I love that. Jesus' miracles were especially focused on people. Say this last part with me. In. Look at your Bible when you read it. and look at all the people who were hopeless. Like those two blind boys. They were hopeless, man. They were getting picked on. Can't get hush. Be quiet. You blind. Stay blind. Come on. Hopeless situations. Can you say it with me? I what? Do you believe in miracles, church? Say. I know I've been talking sort of negative a little bit about it, but how can I make good out of something that ain't right? Sorry, let somebody else do that. For God so loved the world, whoa, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in Him should not perish but have what? Everlasting life. I just wrote a few thoughts and we're done this morning. God loved and valued people so much. Because, see, miracles are all about people. That's what I think. God loved and valued people so much that He gave His one and only Son to die for them so they could be what? Saved. God's love is all about... Do you think God's love is all about people? God's miracles are also all about people. God's miracles are all about people. He is all about people. That's who He is. This is, again, my definition, just for me. Miracles are God's supernatural power working in the lives of real people. To me, that's what miracles are. I look at some of you guys, and you know I know you. I know some of your struggles. But to me, I look out there and I see you and your miracles. Your miracles, man. Lisa, love you to pieces. You're a miracle, darling. Roger, you're a miracle. Some of you I know more than others. Sweet girl right here, you're a miracle. I know the struggle and the pain and the loss of your brother. But you're here, smiling. You're a miracle. Did you hear me? God loves people. You guys, you're a miracle. Did you hear me say, hey, Rod, back in the back, you and I got to know each other. You're a miracle. Are y'all hearing me today or what? Say. Isn't that beautiful? People. I could go through the whole audience like this with a lot of you. I believe miracles are about people. And I believe you've had miracle things happening in your life. Not because of me, because of Jesus. Bypass Gary and get to Jesus. Did you hear me say? And bypass any other TV preacher and get on to Jesus. Did you hear me say? Get to Him, because that's where the power is. That's God's supernatural power working in the lives of people. Real people, though. Something else I thought of, the motivator of God's miracle power is what? The motivator of God's miracle power is love for people. The motivator. I mean, if there's any way to get God to do something, which I ain't so sure there is none of that, but we'll see. But if there's any way you can get God to do something, it would be because you're doing it because you love people. Did you hear me? Yes or no? If you do it, I believe it's a motivator of God's miracle power. When it's motivated by love, you want to see it. If I could just see a miracle, lightning strike, I could just win the lottery. Hey, would you hush? How about love people? God, I want to love people. And I want to see you do something crazy in my life for people and to help people. And I want to see something crazy done in their life to show your love. I believe that's the motivator of God's miracle power. That's my opinion. God loves loving who? God loves loving. If you want to know what God's about, God loves loving. He's loved loving them. I was out front this morning, big crowd in the first service. I'm out there and I'm hugging necks, and a lot of them I don't even know. They're coming in the door, I'm just hugging them, hugging them, hugging them. You know, some of them are women, they're like, whoa, who is this guy? I'm like, I'm just motivated to love on them. If they took the time to walk that long green corridor and walk up those steps and come in that door, man, it just excites the snot out of me, amen? Wow, good to see you. Who are you, amen? Come on. I believe if we love people, we'll continue to see a whole lot of miracles. What good is a miracle if it doesn't help somebody? I want you to think about this week. Maybe you'll come back and write me in the letter and tell me what good miracles are if they don't help people. I'd like to hear your letter. I know we could get all spiritual on it, but honest, when it gets right down to it, if a miracle doesn't help somebody, I believe God's all about people. Here's my last thing. Love Jesus Christ and love people, and you'll see what. Would you say that again? Love Jesus Christ and love. That's what we started doing years ago in our home. We said it. We ain't done it all the time like it ought to be done. But it's been the thing that's kept driving me. It's the thing that kept me here. Is loving Jesus and loving people. I believe if we keep doing that, guys, and we do even better, we'll see miracles happen. You believe that or not? Amen. Praise the Lord. Come on. Yeah, that's good stuff. We didn't say nothing about getting no handkerchief or nothing. You see that? Ain't no. You should love them. You love Jesus, love people. And I think you're going to see some miracles happen. Amen? Say. You know, instead of sending your money off somewhere when you need to pay your bills, how about pay your bills? You think God would be honored if you take care of your family? That's a different way of thinking, ain't it? We close with this right here. How many know what that is? How many have one in your home? Okay. It's a piece of art that Kim, my wife, did. If you notice, everybody's got, look at that guy over there. He's got him a little fish over there. See him? And that little joker there's got this little one. And they get a seahorse. He's eyeing that one over yonder. And those two have each other. The greatest miracle, pop it up, Raj, is love. The greatest miracle is love. If you are alone right now, you don't have that maybe significant other in your life. Maybe you're not going to have a significant other. Maybe you're perfectly placed where you're supposed to be. That's awesome. I hope you know when you come here, we love you. Did you hear me? We love you, and you get to love on us. How about that? Amen? Because the greatest is what? Love. And if you're hurting today, come on, the greatest is love. Let us love you, and you love us. And we'll see if some miracles don't happen. Amen? Say. Come on. Yeah, praise the Lord. That's a good word, guys. Thank you, Lord. Amen. The greatest is love. Can we say it one more time? I believe in. Amen. Come on. Let's stand on up, guys. Thank you much for listening today. You blessed me. I was going to hush.